So let's talk for a minute just generally about appeals, not you necessarily, okay. But when somebody does an appeal and they appeal conclusions of law or they appeal the findings of fact made by the bankruptcy judge, what standards should the appellate court use and how do you apply those in practice?
Well, the standards are pretty much set out in the rules. If it's an issue of law, it's de novo. If it is a procedural matter, it's an abuse of discretion. And if it's a factual matter, of course, it's clear and convincing error. The most important thing you need to know about appeals is not just the standards, but what district judges are looking at when they're trying to sort through the appeal. The first thing we're looking at is, and that you need to know is that pretty much 90% of the cases are decided on the briefing. That is, you know, oral argument's great, and if you get oral argument, that's wonderful. But by the time you get to oral argument, the court's pretty much figured out what the issues are and how the court needs to resolve them. And what we're doing at that point is trying to figure out the answers to questions that we have about the case. So if you want to have your best chance at winning your appeal, the first thing you need to do is realize the secret to what judges are looking for in the briefing, okay? When a judge gets an appellate brief, there are three things that a district judge is looking for, okay? Tell me what you want, tell me the law that entitles me to give you what you want, and give me just those facts and only those facts that allow me to apply the law in your favor. Everything else, as we say in Louisiana, is lagniappe. It's extra. We don't really need it. And what I see in a lot of bankruptcy appeals is that you guys have been living with these cases for years, and there's a lot of emotion involved. And the briefings tend to go overboard on the facts because those are the issues that are closest to your clients.